If you want to learn how to sell a meal, you've got to spend some time in the kitchen. If it's possible to see how your product is produced firsthand, do it. We took a road trip to Pennsylvania, where Frank's company got the lumber for their cabinets. We watched as giant trees were taken down and cut into planks, and they let me hold a chainsaw. Then the wood was dried in a special process that could take up to 2 years. The cabinets were carefully handcrafted by actual human beings. These were some seriously next-level cabinets. Now Frank can answer questions about his product with more than a one-word response: wood. And his newfound knowledge about the intricacies of cabinet making provided a good starting point for a story. He could talk to customers about the quality of their product, how the cabinets are custom made from hand-cut, cured wood, and that his company had been making cabinets this way since the 1950s. These weren't cheap cabinets you'd have to put together yourself, puzzling over vague instructions for hours, only to end up with a crooked kitchen that gives your house a condemned look. These cabinets were the best. They were designed to house your family's Cocoa Puffs and Yodels for generations to come. Frank's newfound product